The local clinic in Haines was in lockdown briefly Wednesday morning due to a threatening individual on the premises. And COVID-19 vaccinations are now available to residents aged 65 and older in Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Search Haines Health Center locked down for about an hour and a half this morning after a man made threats in the clinic. Police were called at about 9:30 a.m., according to Police Chief Heath Scott. The man making threats was arrested and is being held at the Haines Rural Jail facility. Nobody was harmed during the incident. The suspect will be arraigned tomorrow. Haynesboro police are still investigating the incident. KHNS will provide more information as it becomes available. Skagway residents 65 and older will have a chance to receive a dose of either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine this week. KHNS's Claire Stremple has more.
A shipment of 100 Moderna vaccines arrived in Skagway at 10 o'clock Wednesday morning. Borough Manager Brad Ryan says they were anticipating 300 Pfizer vaccines.
It sounds like they're restructuring at the state to improve this process so that things aren't being allocated and then pulled back. Or over-allocated, I guess, is really what happened. So I hope that doesn't happen again.
The Municipal Dahl Memorial Clinic will hold vaccination workshops at the public safety facility on Thursday and Friday for residents 65 and older. If there are additional doses after those residents are served, the municipality will open the invitation to the next tier of eligibility, according to state recommendations. That will be frontline essential workers aged 50 and older. So far, 50 Skagway residents have received a first dose of the Moderna vaccine last month. Healthcare workers began to administer second doses on Wednesday. For KHNS, I'm Claire Stremple.
The Haynesboro is now accepting applications for the borough manager vacancy. The borough assembly approved the final job advertisement and hiring process at a meeting last week. It's been 8 months since the borough assembly and mayor fired then-manager Deborah Schnabel in a contentious 4-3 vote. Borough clerk Aleka Fullerton has been serving as the interim manager since then. Now the assembly has decided to advertise the position. At the end of November, the borough's personnel committee began revising an informational packet about the manager position for prospective applicants. Assemblymember Paul Rogers chairs the personnel committee.
There have been a bundle of meetings for the last month and a half, 2 months, and a lot of discussion. And I appreciate all of the feedback and input, but that has led us to this point where we're at today.
Rogers and the other committee members worked with consultant Lanice Henderson Fontenot to update the information from the last manager search in 2017. The advertisement describes the manager as the chief administrative officer of the borough, reporting directly to the borough assembly. The position's salary range is between $110,000 and $140,000. The deadline to apply for the borough manager vacancy is February 26th. Rogers says the personnel committee will wait until after the deadline to begin reviewing applications.
The personnel committee will screen applicants and call those not meeting minimum requirements as set by the assembly. The assembly will review the remaining applicants and prioritize 6 to 8 semifinalists. And the assembly will conduct short interviews of the semifinalists and prioritize a short list of 3 to 4 finalists for a final interview.
Once the new manager is selected from the top 3 candidates, there will be a public meet and greet before finalizing the decision. A federal agency has put some dollar amounts to the impact from the COVID-19 pandemic on commercial and charter fishing industries nationwide in the first part of last year. NOAA Fisheries released a report Friday on the economic impact on the seafood catch and recreational fishing nationwide and here in Alaska through last summer. NOAA Fisheries Deputy Assistant Administrator for Operations, Paul DeRamis, called the report a snapshot of an industry in transition.
We're trying to account in great detail with the data and information in this report on the bearing of COVID-19 on the sector as a whole and provide this in a way that can help businesses and communities understand what has happened, where the losses have been concentrated, and to inform long-term recovery and resilience strategies.
Nationwide, the commercial fishing industry started off 2020 with increases in revenue from seafood sales. But as the pandemic hit in March, that income dropped off 19% compared to the most recent five-year average. Those declines swelled to 45% by July. Port closures and shipping restrictions meant a big drop in seafood exports. Large gains in grocery store sales were not enough to offset big losses from closed restaurants around the U.S., the report says. More than 70% of seafood is eaten in restaurants, and that meant lost markets, especially for high-value fresh seafood. NOAA Fisheries economist and one of the report's authors, Rita Curtis, said frozen and shelf-stable product fared better, but the revenue losses were seen across many types of seafood.
You know, with these kind of declines and successively getting worse and worse, going from March, April, May, June, July, it was really quite surprising how badly the situation was deteriorating in the spring.
With a drop in harvests for many species and lower prices paid for that seafood, the commercial industry in Alaska saw a revenue drop nearly $500 million during that time from the year before. That's a loss of over one-third from the recent five-year average. The biggest drops were in fisheries for herring, salmon, halibut, Pacific cod, and flatfish. There were a couple commercial catches that bucked the trend. The report highlights indications of strong demand for crab species from Alaska compared to the year before and the recent average. Some of the most lucrative crab seasons were wrapped up before the full impact of the pandemic hit. Harvests and revenue from Alaska rockfish also beat the recent averages. Deputy Assistant Administrator DeRamis sounded a more positive note for the upcoming year because of the rollout of vaccines and changes to how the industry does business.
I don't think anybody expects a reversion to life before COVID. Significant adjustments are being made in industry and in product form, product diversification, and changing distribution channels. A variety of types of adjustments to how supply chains are being managed, all much-needed changes, all changes that will help strengthen industry over time.
The report also highlighted big revenue declines for the charter sport fishing fleet. A poll of businesses in May showed a 50% drop in bookings from the year before in the first part of that season. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.